Welcome back, everybody. Today is an update episode, what's going on with us, and point out the last episode that was missed because of technical difficulties, but good news, it's all fixed. So this is the Great Shalom broadcast or Overcoming Learning Disabilities. We are here to help moms and educators have faith, to help their children and students overcome whatever learning problems they may have. And we will be the encourager and sometimes the question asker and the reflector. And we invite other people to come and share with us their expertise so you can find the right strategy for your child. And we are now in a series on homeschooling. But I think you will find it useful, even if you're not homeschooling. Let's get into it. Lots of updates.
Celebrate the victory. Rejoice in what the Lord has done. Celebrate the victory. The enemy's on the run.
Welcome back once again. Now, this welcome back is a big new welcome back because for many of you, I appear to have gone somewhere and disappeared. That really wasn't the case. We had a technical difficulty, and I discovered it when I looked at my phone, and I use one of the most famous, oldest subscribing destination platforms, and on my phone, my podcast hadn't updated since October. So we had a technical difficulty and it took weeks to overcome this. I don't have any evidence that this was an intentional attack, although in today's world that's quite possible, but I don't have any evidence of that. And I finally got some tech help. Thank you to Blueberry's tech support. You know, when a content producer, a non-techie content producer, has to do all the tech work herself, then I really appreciate what tech support I can get through the various providers I pay for. And today, there is tech support. Years ago, there wasn't any. And then for a while, there was some really great tech support. And today, well, it's quite variable. But I got support from Blueberry finally. And once we figured out what the problem was, we were able to fix it, and hallelujah, it's fixed. So many of you did not see the episode that I posted last, which I think is very important. It's the three of your top questions about homeschooling. I have word that many new people are considering home educating their children today. Of course, this is a state by state, region by region, country by country situation, depending on what the government there is doing. But in many cases, the government is continuing to push outlandish strictures, restrictions, mandates. And so more people, for the good of their children, are considering homeschooling. But now they have questions. And although homeschooling has a lot more resources and a lot more people doing it now than when I first did it, for instance, or first considered it in the 80s or even the 90s, well, maybe all the choices are bewildering. But I think I know what the biggest three questions are. Can I do this? What should I be teaching? But it's what normally happens is you ask your friend what curriculum she likes, and that is not the best thing to do for your child. But then the real question happens, and that is, can I teach my child to read and write? I even had that question, and I was trained to do that, and well, I found out that when I put together my Montessori training and my tutoring training, I helped my daughter far and away, way, way than what the school system was doing. And what I see going on in both private and public schools today, I'm livid, because we have 125 years of doing it so much better and so much easier. But that's good news for you, that it can be better and easier than replicating public schooling. Just don't go buy a workbook and hope that that works. That's the hard way, and the expensive way, really. But it's not that obvious to you. So I am going to tell you all about that in one episode. It's already posted. Go and get it. I can see by the stats that it hasn't been seen very much. So that's the three biggest questions on homeschooling. I think if you're looking at the coding, it's HS3Q. But anyway, it's on the website. It's been on the website, and I've pinned it up. And I also pinned up to the top of the front page a poll. I want to hear about what you want to hear about. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. But let me tell you about the lineup. So we have already done the three biggest questions. And so then, given what's going on and that situation, what I'm hearing, I have reposted something from January 21, and the coding on that is VXQ. So that's a double length episode where I answer questions about those things we're not permitted to talk about and give you scientific, actual real scientific data. And if you question that, then you need to go and get my product. I think I have a product about what is true, because I teach about that at the college level, how to do social science, and because that's so questionable, you know, what is science and the basic philosophy of science and so forth. And so, and then I put it on more practical level, what is true. And then I have a pandemic packet. So because I have a degree in sociology, I could tell from the real data, such as we have. I mean, CDC is as good as it gets. You could, but the Diamond Princess and so forth. So really early back in spring 2020, while I was teaching sociology, and, you know, even the Commission on News Media charts were giving you clues that they weren't explaining those charts. But anyway, so I have a pandemic packet as a, if you question that. So that episode starts out pretty serious and reflective, and that's kind of where we are today in the national international discussion of international news. And I find around tables at restaurants that people are still beginning to learn about what's really true in terms of the scam, international scam that we've been undergoing. And so it's to me, I don't understand, but people of all ages still are learning about this. So I thought it was important to put up. Starts out real serious. We're in a serious time. Dan Bongino yesterday started his podcast with, "Seldom in life are the ethics questions with which we're faced as black and white." Anyway, I have to agree with him. He started out really serious. But the good news is that episode ends on an encouraging note. I can tell you what's true and lead you to what's deeply true. And hopefully that will be of use to you. I know you all, just like I do, will take the portions that you need and want. And hopefully, if I am too fast for you or too off the deep end, you'll consider it later. Because I do try to speak to a wide audience, and we'll talk about that later. But the lineup. Okay, so I've already posted the three top questions about homeschooling, and then I post the questions about serious nature that might lead one to want to homeschool. And then thirdly, I have a very encouraging post that's a rerun from April 21 about homeschooling tripling and so forth. So it's upbeat. And so those are coming. Okay, so now moving on to, there is a poll that's pinned to the top of the website. And you can get there by going to greatshalom.org or overcominglearningproblems.org, whichever tickles your fancy. Use that path and get to the same website and answer a simple poll about what you want to hear about. Alternatively, and in addition, would you please email me at info@greatshalom.org, info, I-N-F-O, at great, like big, G-R-E-A-T, shalom is shalom.org, meaning great well-being. Okay, so email me, ask me your questions. Tell me what aspect of the show you like the best, and ask me your questions. Okay, if you want to know about overcoming learning problems, if you want to know about having how to have more faith in this challenging pursuit of being a mother or a teacher, then if you're on the same project, then I want to help you with my experience and my contacts and my abilities, and I'll share with you what I can, right? So, and my assignment. All right, so please email me. There has been a form on the website. It's not there anymore because it doesn't seem to work properly. So please email me. I want to hear from you. Please always stick to the end of the episodes because there I give you more resources. And I'm trying to put links in the show notes. Tell me if that's working. If you need shorter description because it needs to fit on your phone. If you need more links because you do link on the internet in your phone. So tell me what you need. There are people from all perspectives. There are people from all perspectives. For me, I do not use the internet on my phone. I do not do financial transaction on my phone. I still use a desktop and a laptop for many other things, and I tend not to do online financial transactions because I'm security conscious. But many of you will think I'm old school, and I have just now noticed in the stats that the mobile devices are now greater than the desktop devices that listen to my podcast. That's unusual that I had so many desktop listeners for so long. Just now the mobiles are now outpacing the desk. So just let me know. I need to know what you want to know, and we'll try to serve you. I do have resources beyond what I am sending out here as a podcast. And they're on the website. Yeah, you have to go to the website and choose it. And you've got lots of things. You've got a whole series there about homeschooling. If you want to go deeper into reading and writing, you've got a whole, well, I already mentioned the Plandemic packet. You've got Bible studies, turnkey Bible studies, if you've got a group of gals at church or whatever. Or maybe you just want to do that individually. You got how to pray better. You got a whole course on healing. Of course, I have a book on healing. I have a book on homeschooling, and you can click through to the printers who will sell that to you. They're not all on Amazon. Some of them are on lulu.com. And so I've got resources that just really cannot be beat. Nobody else has done this. I've not just written anybody, for sure. God Wants You Healed, I had that title first. Okay, I know some famous people have written books about that with that title. Anyway, so at the end of the episode, I will try to give you bonuses and discounts and so forth. But right now, I'm just giving you an orientation, okay? So I've given you the lineup. I do have some new stuff in the hopper, let me tell you. And great stuff. But you know, I have only so much time, particularly because this podcast is not monetized. people who do joint venture affiliates and who push their brands, you know, they make maybe $60 a subscriber per episode. I can't even imagine that. I just heard that last night on one of the podcasts about podcasting that I listen. I give this out as a ministry for free. And I wonder if you disregard it because it's free. But I want you to compare information and product. So, by analogy, I went out yesterday to a store that I like, and I was intending to buy rodent repellent. And so I found a spray bottle of rodent repellent, oh, say maybe a quart, you know, regular spray bottle. And I could spray this on the back end of my shed and be sure that the mice, squirrels, and rats don't come in the shed. And I looked at the ingredients. And sure enough, there was water and garlic and clove oil. And the price was $20. And I decided, well, I could buy a spray bottle for a couple of dollars and put clove oil and garlic juice in there. Or I could have reached to the next shelf and gotten rodent repellent that had chemicals in it that were toxic and paid $30. So those are the choices. Most people are choosing a toxic product for $30. It may not work as well. There is a product that seems very expensive for what it is, but it works. Or there's information that's almost for free. Which are you going to choose? Well, I'm choosing altruistically to give you information because that's what makes sense to me. But maybe that's why, I mean, my mindset's different. And that's why I'm in the situation I'm in. And you're in the situation you're in. And, you know, Dave Asprey, I just picking on him because he has a podcast and he makes a lot more money than I do. And I'm a subscriber and a sometime listener to his podcast. He makes a buku load of dollar, bunch of dollars because he sells a product and he does joint ventures. So he knows more about monetization. He doesn't pretend to be a minister of gospel. In fact, he has a bunch of shamans on there that I don't like. So I listen to the ones where he interviews the scientists. Okay, fine. He has no problem with me doing that. So, and occasionally I buy a product from him. So, but I, by contrast, am giving you this information. And then I have a few little low-priced products, but essentially making nothing. So please don't disregard the charity that you've been given. Please don't disregard that. Okay, so I need to know you're there. So talk to me. You know, when I was on a particular satellite channel, went all over North America, every week I got emails through their channel. And one of those emails was that a group of women were dropping their children off at school and then gathering in one of the ladies' living room to listen to my episode together every week. That warmed my heart. I'd like to hear that again. But now my broadcast doesn't go just over North America, but all over the world. And I apologize if that's necessary for my local, regional, and national bias, but that's just what I know. I hope it's helpful to you. But I truly do, from my heart, welcome all of my listeners in Japan, all my listeners in Canada, all my listeners in Africa and Europe and Mexico and all over the world. Singapore, thank you so much for listening. And I really appreciate y'all. I would like to hear more about your situation and your challenges in your nation. I know, for instance, that the Singapore method of education, everything, and the situation is very different from our public school. And so I'd like to know what your challenges are. Similarly, I know that the situation in Uganda is very different. The situation in Honduras is very different. I'm picking on those places because I have either been there or I have friends from there. And so I'd like to hear more. so that I could maybe have a guest or you know, somehow address more problems. But as it is, I just talk about what I know and what I feel led to talk about. Okay, I sure do love you. I love your children. I want you all to do well, and I'm pretty sure that God does too. That's why I always end the broadcast saying, God wants total well-being for all children. You know, that's one thing I haven't had anybody disagree with me over. Yes. God wants the best for you and your child, and you want the best for you and your child. So why don't you grab for it? Go for the gold. Be encouraged. Go for it. It's better than being resigned for the worst. And so often, that's what our system does for us. It makes us afraid. It makes us ashamed. It makes us fearful. It makes us resigned. And none of those are going to help you get to a better situation. In fact, oftentimes the system itself is the problem. The system itself is the problem. Last night I had an educator. It was Bible study. And an educator, an administrator in the public education system saying, you know, the problem with many of my kids in trouble is that they're males and they're asked to sit all the time in a female-oriented school. Like, yeah, I've heard about that. And somebody else said, well, the problem with kids today is that they've had drugs pushed on them in school by the school teachers. And I said, oh, really? In this state, that's permitted? Yes. And then, you know, so we had an interesting conversation, and every place is different, every child is different, but thank God for the educators who will row against the tide to try to do something better for their children. God bless the mother who will go to bat for her child. God bless the grandparent who will do research to see what might resource their child and their grandchild. God bless the few people who from their heart set aside their income earning ability to try to build something that actually works for kids. Hallelujah. I've met one or two people like that. Not people who are just going along to get along. God bless those people who, even though they can't have faith, know that we need a society that's built on traditional Judeo-Christian values, because if there is no fear of God against lawlessness, if there is no love of God that promotes altruism, then we have a society where the professionals will cheat, cut corners, steal, and sell their customers down the river, let alone their constituents down the river, and then we don't have a very good society. We need to all inculcate in ourselves the courage to be honest, the integrity to do right, even though we're going to have evil consequences coming against us. Because on the other side of that is victory. On the other side of that is a better life for us, a life that we can be proud of when we die. On the other side of that is a society that we want. On the other side of that, in this case, it's our children, our grandchildren, a legacy, a happy home, a happy family. And that's what we want. And that's what God wants for you. All of the dictates of God are for you and for your children, because God wants total well-being for all children.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come.
Folks, you can participate. Come to the website, make your comments. Also, please share. Notice I have quite a few more share buttons. We do not have to patronize those companies that have not served us well. And notice that we now have membership levels. So please check that out. Please run with us. Please be a lioness mother with us. Okay, I just wanted to let you know that I have some specials going on. So go to the website, and I've got some downloadable audio products. The homeschool packet, regularly priced at $100, is now only $29.97. And you can go to the website, click through, and get it immediately. Several episodes. Homeschool packet. Also, I've got my Dangerous Times for Parents and Educators, normally $97, marked down to $47. So about half price, folks. Please go to the website and get these products. Now, you can go to the website at greatshalom.org or overcominglearningproblems.org, either one, and go to the store and choose your product. You'll see it's very clear there, and the payment is processed through PayPal. You can use your credit card if you don't have PayPal, but they handle all the transactions, and it should be entirely safe. Safe as PayPal is, and that's the safest one I know of, and should be very helpful to you. Please take advantage of these sales, okay? Thank you so much, and do email me, info@greatshalom.org. Amen.